Episode 32 of the Walking Leader Podcast is Great to Follow's rule number 10, stay visible. Hey there, everybody. David Guerra here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you for downloading. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and this is episode number 32. That's right, 32 episodes in the can, 32 weeks, give or take. That's pretty good. How are you doing? How are you liking things? Again, as always, I invite you to email me, davidaveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter, @DaveGuerra. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know what you think of the content. I really, truly want to hear from you. But between now and then, we're going to talk about rule number 10 and Great to Follow. And that book is not out yet, but it will be out shortly. And if you're listening to this after it's been out, well, now you kind of know when I did this, right before it came out. So without further delay, let's dive right in. Stay visible. Rule number 10, Great to Follow. No matter how new you are or how long you've been with an organization, there is one thing that you have got to remember. You must stay visible. See, staying visible and remaining visible means that you have to make certain that those that supervise you can see you and find you and obviously know what you're doing. If you're like me, when I was starting out, I was micromanaged and I really hated to have someone standing over me and watching everything I was doing. It was like I was not trusted. It was like they didn't believe that I could do what I said I could do. Now, I understand in the military, that's one thing. But in civilian life, in the private sector or public sector, you go to school, you get trained, you have these skills, you put them on your resume, you put them on your application. And now it's time to take it forward and move on. And that knowledge, that skill set is put to use and you employ it and you're hired. And you tell them you can do it because you know what you can do. Now, it frustrated me more. I think the frustration was bigger, because those that were micromanaging me, I don't know. I mean, they had maybe a high school class, or their kid, their daughter or granddaughter was going to school and took a class in high school, and that's what they knew. But, you know, from my experience, that wasn't the case. I mean, I had gone to school. I had been trained in the military, the last part of it, for what I was doing. Again, just putting everything together and employing all that. It was kind of frustrating. It was very frustrating. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, by the same token, I also understand that being the new guy in an organization, no one's really going to trust you. They know what you were hired to do, and they also know what the expectation of the job is. However, they don't know you. And, you know, like I said, in the case of the military, the non-commissioned officers and officers know that someone straight from basic training, they know what someone from basic training is capable of doing and definitely not doing. However, those new soldiers lack the experience and wisdom that comes with doing their job for longer than just the basic training or advanced individual training or advanced any type of advanced training or special schooling. Having been fresh from basic and assigned to such a high-profile unit as the United States Army's Berlin Brigade meant that there was a lot to learn and a lot to do right the first time. See, in Berlin, there was very little room for error. This was during the Cold War, mind you. There was the Soviets on the other side of the Berlin Wall. There was the East Germans. There were the Warsaw Pact. There was all the bad guys on the other side of the wall. And where I was and where we lived and where we slept, the wall was maybe just a couple hundred feet away from us. Really, it was. But that meant we had to be the best of the best. We had to project that image. We had to do what we had to do. And somebody fresh from never been assigned to Berlin and getting there for the first time, being fresh off the plane or fresh off the train, however they got there, meant they had to get up to speed and get up there fast. It meant that in order to learn to do what had to be done, they had to get out there. I had to get out there and be visible. You have to get out there and be visible. Now, a word of warning about being visible. Be prepared to be volunteered. Especially when a volunteer is needed for a special assignment, you know, don't worry about being volunteered. It will pass, as it did for me when the next new guy arrived in the unit. It happens. It rolls downhill, folks. It really does. Of course, there will be times when a call for volunteers goes out in a unique fashion, as it has been for many young privates, new hires. A sergeant or another non-commissioned officer would ask a group of us, or, you know, luckily it didn't apply to me, but because I to this day still don't. But the commissioned officer would ask, the non-commissioned officer would ask, who knows how to drive stick? Well, you know, you say that to a group of naive privates and a non-commissioned officer, well, guess what? Somebody wants to make points. So some young private would say that he knows how to drive stick, and so then the sergeant would then hand him a broom and tell him to drive the broomstick all along the day room floor. It's happened. It does happen. I've seen it. But like I said, I do not know how to drive standard, and that's something I regret. I should have learned that a long time ago. And again, it's not too late to learn, but during my military career, I'm glad I did not know. So I'll leave it like that. Now, over time, staying visible and remaining visible will be one of those things that people will remember about you. Being seen will have its benefits. You stand a greater chance of being selected for extra assignments, or sent to a conference, or better still, sent to a training that will further your career within your organization. Now, you may ask yourself why. Well, the answer is clear, perfectly clear. The decision makers remembered you. Those people saw you as someone who chose not to hide in their cubicle, but wanted to participate and be part of the organizational team. Now, another word or two about being visible. Now, this is all not just going to get handed to you. You will most definitely have to work for it. And by this, I mean that you may be visible doing what you're doing when it matters the most. And that's a good thing. Even you think you're doing something, it might not matter to you at that moment, but guess what? It will matter the most. And somebody catches you doing something good, guess what? That's a good thing. But if you're out there goofing off and having a good time with everybody and not really getting anything done, well, that would be a very bad thing. And the same applies if you are just kissing ass. It does. It really does. Because again, oh, he's just sucking up. And that's all. That's not who we need for this. That's not who we need. That's not good for the organization. But hey, what about this guy? See, the results go without saying, but I will say it anyway. If you're sucking up, kissing ass, and just being a general nuisance, that is not a good thing. You have to stay focused, doing your job, putting in the hours, paying your dues, and most of all, making stuff happen. Now, no matter what your job is, do not lose track of what you must do today and every day. Yes, it may be necessary at times to blow off a little steam and goof off a bit, but you and I both know that the moment you even consider goofing off is the moment that your boss and his boss will walk out of their office and look right at you and see you doing what you should not be doing. So why not play it safe and save the goofing off for after work when you are expected to blow steam? Show your supervisors, your teammates, your supervisor's supervisor that you have nothing to hide, that you know what you're doing, and that you are not afraid to be seen doing your job. There we go. Episode 32 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Great to follow rule number 10, stay visible. I hope you got something out of this, and let me know. I want to hear from you. Email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. Until next time, I thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk to you real, real soon.